I'm joined today by Audit Manager Maura Campsie and Senior Manager Gemma Diamond. They carried out Audit Scotland's latest review of what progress the Scottish Government has made with providing financial support to farmers and rural businesses across the country. This is in line with European Commission reforms of Common Agricultural Policy, or CAP. The Scottish Government created a five-year IT and business change programme to carry out the CAP reforms, and this launched in 2012. Audit Scotland's last report in May 2016 highlighted that there were serious issues with the programme, including problems with the IT system, delays in making payments, and rising costs. So first of all, let's cover how have things moved on since the last report.
Well, firstly, I think we need to acknowledge the huge levels of commitment and hard work that people in the programme and area offices and wider Scottish Government have put in to try and improve the system and make sure farmers get paid. I think it's fair to say that the issues experienced in previous years have had a knock-on impact in how they've been delivering the programme in the past year, which they've had to deal with. So the programme itself closed on the 31st of March 2017 as planned, but there's still a lot of work to be done to deliver the system and make improvements. The system made payments in 2015 and also in 2016, but they did make these later than planned. And as we acknowledge in the report, the application process itself has improved, but there's still quite a short window in which they need to make the payments before this year for the June deadline. So there are still obviously a number of risks that the programme faces.
Our report highlights that there's still quite a significant risk of disallowance, and that is the financial penalties that the Scottish Government would have to pay to the EC if it doesn't adhere to all the EC requirements. We also highlight the risk to the wider Scottish Government of the loan schemes that were introduced to get money to farmers quicker, which has added extra complexity to the system and also put pressure on the Scottish Government budget at the year end.
So on the subject of disallowance, Audit Scotland has actually done its own assessment of what potential financial penalties the Scottish Government might face, and we'll come on to that in a couple of minutes. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was one of the risks you highlighted last year was that the Futures programme could run out of money before the IT system was compliant with European Commission regulations. It had a budget of £178 million. Did that happen?
So, as I said, the programme closed in March, and at that point they had spent £166 million. So there's around £11 million that is earmarked to deliver three key systems that are required to meet EC regulations. There is a risk that any delays to the delivery of these systems, or if they don't work as well as planned, that there will be obviously increasing costs around that, which would put that coming in within that 178 at risk.
Our report also highlights that the system will need further development over the next couple of years, and there will be a cost associated with this. Now, all systems need some level of maintenance and development as part of the usual functionality, but we highlight that this is likely to be more than just the normal level over the next couple of years. An independent technical assurance report has highlighted that significant and further investment is needed in the system to stabilise it and to make sure that it can do everything it needs to do over the next couple of years. Overall, in our report, we highlight that the programme has cost much more than was anticipated at the start. It's delivered less scope than was forecast and originally intended, and it's also going to deliver less benefits than they'd hoped at the start, and therefore we conclude that to date the programme hasn't delivered value for money.
So one of the risks of the system not meeting European Commission regulations is that the Scottish Government could actually incur financial penalties, and as we've touched on, you've referred to that as disallowance, Gemma, have you explained what that is? And Audit Scotland has done its own assessment. So what are you seeing potentially the Scottish Government could be facing in terms of financial penalties?
So disallowance is a really complex area, and the Scottish Government can incur disallowance for not having the right controls in place to make sure that they meet all the EC requirements, but they can also incur disallowance for missing payment deadlines, for making late payments, for example. And what the EC will do will take all the reports of these control weaknesses and late payments and estimate what level of disallowance should be payable. The Scottish Government can negotiate on that, so the final amount is not known for normally quite a long time after each payment year. In our last report, we recommended that the Scottish Government do their own detailed assessment of what disallowance may be due, and that is still work in progress this year. We have done our own assessment of what potential disallowance may be, and there are a lot of uncertainties around this, but our updated assessment is that a potential disallowance of up to £60 million is possible.
Right. Now, you mentioned there that the issue of disallowance is quite complex, but one of the things that struck me on reading the report is that all of this is very, very complex. Would that be a fair assessment?
That is a fair assessment. It is very complex. The CAP regulations alone are very complicated, but added to that are the decisions that were made around how the CAP teams in Scotland would operate. It involves building an integrated system that can process and validate claims against all these EC rules. And the rules and regulations themselves can change on an annual basis, which means that every year you would expect the system to have to be updated to be able to process against those rules. The basic payment scheme alone, which is one of the biggest schemes, you're talking about processing and paying around £470 million a year to your 20,000 payments, so it's having to deal with a lot of transactions. And added to that, the Scottish Government have also introduced some loan schemes over the past year, which again has added to the complexity because they're having to process and pay and recover these loans along with having to process and validate all the claims as well.
We also highlighted in our prior year report from May 2016 that the programme at the very start had underestimated the complexity of introducing a system that would deal with the requirements of the Common Agricultural Policy. And actually, complexity was a big theme in our digital output that we produced last month, which looked at the lessons learned from digital programmes across the public sector.
Right, and it's fair to say that Scotland isn't alone in having found the CAP reform is quite a complex task to deal with.
No, we know that the National Audit Office has produced reports on the problems that the UK government had in implementing a system for this CAP. And across Europe, the European Commission has actually extended some of the office extensions to some of the payment deadlines because of problems that member states across the European Union are having in introducing this new complex common agricultural policy.
Right, now they're bringing it back to Scotland then. 65,000 people are employed in the country's agricultural industries, and there are 53,000 farms in Scotland. So do we know what kind of impact the issues with the CAP reforms have been having on the rural economy in Scotland?
We recognise that the uncertainty and the difficulties that the programme has faced over the last few years has caused farmers, and we recognise the importance of making timely payments to farmers. But the focus of our report was really on how the Scottish Government is managing the programme itself, and we didn't undertake an analysis of the impact on the rural economy. But we do know that the National Farming Union for Scotland has reported that the delays in getting payments to farmers has had an impact. And indeed, one of the recommendations that we have in the report is for the Scottish Government to clearly communicate and in a timely manner payment timescales going forward, because this will help farmers plan.
So you mentioned a couple of different recommendations in the latest review, but what else does the Scottish Government need to focus on in the immediate future to continue the pace of change around CAP?
So in the very short term, the immediate focus is really on getting as many payments out as quickly as possible to try and meet the June deadline or as close to that as possible. At the same time as that, with the closure of the programme there at the end of March, as Morag mentioned, and the directorate taking kind of more responsibility for that, there'll be a lot of contractors leaving, and that means that it's really important that the Scottish Government, as well as making payments, prioritises time for the knowledge of those contractors to transfer to staff within the business so that they know how to deal with the system going forward into the future. In the medium term, there's a lot of decisions that the Scottish Government has to make about what they want to do with the system in the future and what they want the system to do. the technical assurance report has highlighted that it does need some investment to make sure that it's stable and can do exactly what they want in the future. So they've got decisions to make around that, but they've also need to do a detailed assessment of potential disallowance arising from European Commission audits, so that they know exactly where best to spend money on the system and where best within the whole process that they've got, that they need to identify those changes and make those investments.
So there is a fair bit of work still to do. It is worth noting as well that the report says that a new leadership team has been put in place to oversee the rural payment system, and that there have been steps taken to try and increase management capacity and stabilise the programme. That these will take time to embed, but it sounds like they're headed in the right direction.
Absolutely. Our report recognises that they've made significant changes to leadership to try and increase that strategic capacity across the directorate. We do know that at the moment, still quite a lot of management time is taken up with the payment priorities and that short-term focus. But the aim is that they have more time strategically to think about how they deal with things across the whole directorate and to what is the future state of the directorate and the system and the payment process that they would like to get to. The governance frameworks have changed since last year, and they have made decision making more transparent. As you say, these things will take time to embed, and what the directorate really need to do is look at how they're working in practice. Is it giving them the ability to make the decisions as quickly as they need to do? Is it giving them flexibility to look at things, and is it bringing the right people together at the right times? And that's all things that will become clearer that they can adjust over the next year.
All very important points. This is the fifth time that Audit Scotland has reported on the progress with implementing the CAP reforms. What's next for your work in this area?
So we'll continue to monitor the delivery of the remaining parts of the original programme as part of our audit work on the Scottish Government Consolidated Accounts over the summer, and we'll provide an update on the progress that's been made against payments, delivering the IT system, loan recoveries as part of that report in the autumn of this year. And as we mentioned earlier, we also perform an audit of the European Agricultural Funds as well, and that's an ongoing annual piece of work that we do as well.
This is an area that the Scottish Parliament has got a considerable amount of interest in and has been subject to a great deal of committee scrutiny. You'll also be taking the report to the Public Audit Committee later this month.
That's correct, yeah. We're due to present the report on the 29th of June.
Great. Well, Morag, Gemma, thank you very much for your time. And the report is available to download from our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.